Does God always do what you want him to? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. That was the question a pastor asked one Sunday. A popular scripture tells us that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose for them. Yet sometimes, what God calls good, we just can't understand in the here and now. God doesn't always do what we want because he is God and we are not. Two women in the Bible asked Jesus to come help them as their brother lay dying. Jesus got their message, but delayed coming until their brother was good and dead 4 days later. When Jesus arrived, the sister named Martha said, "If only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask." Martha shows us that we can grieve, question, and trust God all at the same time. Here's a secret. When we trust God in our pain, he uses it to accomplish something that is so much bigger than ourselves and lasts forever. He uses it to bring glory to himself. Jesus raised the dead brother named Lazarus back to life, but not before telling the sisters, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you would believe?" The key to seeing God's glory is in our yes to continuing to trust him. Today, you can bring eternal glory to God in your pain with your yes. As the pastor reminded his congregation, we can always pray, "God, I believe you're up to something, and it's good." I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.